Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show, the fourth and final segment today on August 1st, here on 103.1 The Ticket. We've got to tell you some really cool stuff about Williams Gunsight. Of course, they've been on the range for over 100 years now. You can reach them at 810-653-2131. They don't open until 10 o'clock, but then they're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. We specifically in this segment always delve into their website. On their website, you can find all their sights, all the cool things they make, because they actually manufacture sights there. But they have a tremendous cache of used guns, clearance guns, and thousands of brand new guns. So we're going to specifically look to this week into used guns. And I picked five pretty cool used guns that I think would be useful. Good used guns.
There you go.
They're all rifles. Because we've talked so much about rifles today.
Yes. Yep.
And that's why. Now, the very first gun, Jacob, I picked a CVA single shot.
Okay.
But
good starter rifle.
It's a very good starter rifle. This one's all black, but this is a combo.
Nice.
It's got a scoped 243 barrel. Now, the single shot 243s, a lot of guys use them for varmint hunting. They use them for antelope hunting because they're not expensive. You can take them out. You can shoot the heck out of them, and they last. This thing's got a scope. It's got to be like a 4 to 16 power AO scope on it. So it's got a big scope on it. So it'd be a great varmint gun or deer gun, because 243s with the 100 grain bullets are monsters for deer. But it also comes with a 20 gauge barrel.
So it's one gun to do everything you need.
It could be that one starter gun. That's the only one you need.
Yeah.
So I like it. Now, it's all black, nice package. I don't think it has a case or anything with it, but they have everything there at Williams to buy if you need it. It's $399.95 or less.
There you go.
Okay?
Nice.
So that's a nice package right
there.
That's
used at WilliamsGunsight.com.
Yes, you can check it out. Now, when I wrote all these down, it was last night, so unless they sold overnight, it should be there.
Well, you can get there at 10 when they open.
Yeah.
And then take the kids to... Go in there first, grab the gun you want,
put it away,
take it home, put it in the truck, whatever.
Yep.
And then take the kids out to Jake's Day in the parking lot.
There you go. All right. Now, Jacob, I don't know. How do you feel about Henry Golden Boys?
All right. So when they first came out, I thought it's a very flashy gun for the woods.
Kind of gimmicky.
Now, they're strong. They're nice.
Yeah.
But they are big, heavy 44s. Now, also... When they came out, nobody else was really making 44 lever action.
Yeah.
Marlins were done at the time.
Yeah. Marlin was in bad
Winchester
shape.
Wasn't making any 1892s anymore, or 94 Trappers, you know, that for a while. Remington wasn't making 7088s and 44 Magnums like they had.
So they filled a niche.
They filled a niche. Now, the kick is, they're very nice. Remember when they came out, they had like that... fabric sleeve that went over them because it was you didn't want to tarnish it.
You didn't want to scratch it.
Well, I thought,
either.
Well, why would I take that in the woods if I got to keep covering it up? But they're very nice. They are American made. Winchesters are made in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're looking for 44 lever action, now you're between American made, I should say, Henry and Marlin, Ruger Marlin. The Rossies are made, but they're made in South America. Winchesters are. I mean...
Does Puma still make them, do you know?
I don't think... No, Pumas... I'm pretty sure Pumas are all Rossies now.
Okay. I think you're right. Because they used to be popular.
And now we're seeing more and more imports, though, from Europe.
Yeah.
But for true American-made, you've got this Henry Golden Boy.
We're seeing a lot of European Spanish guns coming in now.
A lot of these imports. I don't know if it was... Patents ran out, so people are copying them, or whatever's changing in our patent offices, or imports... But apparently the tariffs aren't affecting them that badly because they're still importing a heck of a lot of guns.
So, well, this Golden Boy...
And a lot of these imports are cheap. So, I don't know how the tariffs are getting paid.
I don't know either. I don't even know if they were putting tariffs on the guns. But this thing is beautiful. It's brass, walnut, and blued steel. So, you can't get much better than that. And it's got a box with it, too. So, all that and a box to put it in. Darn near priceless, if you ask me, but you can pick this one up for $824.95 or less. So,
there you go.
You might want to bring in that old 30-30, trade it in, and get you something you might want to shoot more comfortably.
That 44 might work perfectly.
So, which is a fun gun. It's very pretty. I swear there's got to be a lot of these that are just wall hangers. I have never walked up in the woods to anybody shooting a 44 Magnum Golden Boy.
No, and I should ask, I don't know anything about, I shouldn't say that. I don't know enough about cowboy action shooting. Is this what's being used? Are they using Uberti 1873 copies?
I think that's what I see, you know, most of the time.
That's what you see a lot in the videos, yeah. Are those the Uberti or a Winchester. And not really these Henrys.
And today is Justin's birthday.
Yeah.
Our cousin Justin. Your cousin Justin, yeah. My nephew. Great nephew. He was heavily involved in Western shooting this past weekend. We saw, must have had 10 videos of him shooting.
Oh, really?
He's what, 6'9"?
Yeah.
He's a tree. And he has to duck to put his head in the doorways to shoot. It was good to see, though. So good job, Justin. We're proud of you, buddy. And I'm glad you're out there following your grandfather's footsteps. So, and, of course, your fathers and your brothers. All excellent Western shooters. Now, next gun, an AR-10, you say?
Yeah.
they have a Rock River Arms LAR-8. Which is...
These are good guns.
A very sturdy, good, well-made AR-10 in .308 Winchester. It comes with one mag, 16.5-inch barrel. It's got aim point optics on it. It's got a bipod. It's got collapsible buttstock. It's all black. But it's a nice gun, and doggone, it's affordable for an AR-10. It's $1,039.95.
That's a good price for what that is.
That's not bad at all. I might have to try to get a PO for that one. I might. I don't know. I don't really need another 308 because I love my bolt actions, you know. And I've gone from an AR-10 back to bolt actions. I don't think I want to switch back.
You went from an M1A to an AR-10 to bolt actions.
Yeah.
You keep downgrading.
But the AR-10s are quieter for suppressed. Or, I'm sorry, the bolt actions.
Bolt actions, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So my 308s are all threaded, so they're a lot of fun. And an AR-10 was fun, too. But I had more fun watching you shoot it than me shoot it. You know what I mean?
Well, I still never should have sold my Semi.
Oh, yeah.
I still, yeah. That was the, you know, talk about gun mistakes, right? I never should have sold that gun.
Yeah, there's always those things you regret, you know?
Yeah, just for the sake of, nobody else really makes a rifle like that anymore that's affordable,
right. Yeah.
And imported. So, yeah.
That is Palmetto still making their model?
They're making an FAL.
Oh, I thought
and they PTR
were...
makes those.
Yeah, PTR
makes PTR their version of it. A G3. Century Arms makes some. The CA90 somethings.
I'll find one in an estate sale and surprise you one day for your birthday. But
well, here's another used one. It's a 6.5 PRC bolt action rifle. But this one's a Savage 110.
Yeah, I love this rifle.
24-inch shredded barrel.
There might be some of my DNA on this one.
Yeah. Leupold scope base. It's like a Picatinny scope base.
Yep.
Green overmolded stock, tungsten cerakoted, one detachable magazine. This thing's ready for the woods. Just put a scope on it. This is more than what you need for a woods gun. This is ready for
anything out west.
Yeah, mountain goats at 800 yards.
The 6.5 PRC outperforms the Creedmoor tremendously.
Yeah, I remember we did the whole show about it, but that new Plus Peak alloy makes the Creedmoor the same as the PRC.
Right, right.
So it is interesting.
But it's not $70 a box for the ammo.
Yeah.
So, but I find 6.5 brass. People try to give me brass for it all the time, and I haven't taken any because I'm like, no, I don't reload those. You know,
right.
So I don't grab the brass. But I get offered the brass a lot. But this gun, the Savage 110, with this threaded barrel version, it's got that tungsten cerakote, but the green overmold stock has got like the exaggerated pistol grip on it, which really holds your hand.
Well, yeah, this gun is fully designed for accurate long range shooting.
Yeah, it's a nice gun. It should probably have a bipod, but it's already heavy. But it would be a heck of a gun for a blind hunt.
This is needs one of those big 30mm Leupold Mark V's.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, or a big Vortex or something. But the price on this thing, $504.95.
That's crazy.
That is, and I was looking at the 400 Legend in the same gun. It was $579. And I almost bought
Is 10 times what that wishes it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a whole different, you know, it was a whole different ball game. Now.
Yeah. This is major leagues.
Yeah.
This is not AAA.
Okay.
Or AA.
Fine. Just keep hurting my feelings, Jacob. I you're my son. That's what you're supposed to do. Last but not least, how about just a classic Model 70 Winchester?
There you go.
Now, this one's all black. So not your... Not the one you might want. You might want to get the beautiful walnut, which I love the beautiful walnut on the good Winchester Model 70s, but this is still a Model 70. It's beautiful. 24-inch barrel, sling. It's already scoped. I can't tell what kind of scope's on it, nor does it say. So it might just be a Bushnell or a Tasco or something. I don't know. If it's matte finished, it might be a Simmons even.
Okay.
But it's a nice looking scope. It looks like it's at least a 3-9. It might be a 4-12. And it is in 300 Winchester Short Magnum.
Perfect.
So it's a performer.
I mean, that's really one of those best all around rounds.
We've been talking about grabbing some.
Yeah.
Because it kicks a little bit less than a, it's shorter.
It's shorter.
And I like it for hunting, shooting, whatever. But the price on this one, this is crazy. A scoped Winchester Short Magnum 300, $624.95.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat.
It is.
That's a heck of a setup. And it's already, it's even got a sling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's ready to go. You just buy a case for it and you're out the door. So now listen to this. Here's the real news. All these plus 234 used handguns to look at, 85 other used rifles, 45 other used shotguns, and about 160 clearance guns, all available at WilliamsGunSight.com on their website. And then, now they're new guns. You got to go to the store to look at the new guns.
Right.
But you tell them what you want, and by God, they'll produce it pretty much for you. If they can't get it for you right now, they'll get one for you. Especially like that, what we were talking about with that 30 carbine, that short 30 carbine.
Yes.
I bet you they're taking orders for those right now because that's going to be a fun gun. What a great home defense gun.
Oh, yeah, it would be. Man, oh, absolutely, man. That would be.
I really, and it's odd. This week I decided to switch over my presses in my gun room from 9mm to 30 carbine because I want to get all my 30 carbine brass loaded up. And I've just been going to town on it. I'm almost done sizing all the brass and depriming. So I got to get my proverbial poop in a group and get them all done now. So, and get them done so we can get out and have some fun, shoot some 30 carbines this year. But remember, go to Williams Gun Sight, check them out. I go to WilliamsGunSight.com or go right to the store today. Remember, they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week, 7389 Lapeer Road, Davison, Michigan. But remember, it's Jake's Day at Williams. So bring the kids. That's juniors acquiring knowledge, ethics, and sportsmanship. 10 to 4 today. And then 2 hours for your shopping pleasure afterwards. Spend the day at Williams. Send out for food. They'll deliver it. Have a great Saturday, everybody. Jake, thanks a bunch for doing the show with me.
Absolutely. And, thank you for having me here. I know you got
a lot going on in your life right now. I appreciate you taking time. And so I have a great day and share our show with some other gun-loving folks. We'd appreciate that.
Perfect.
Have a great day, everybody, and a great weekend. God bless America, and God bless you for listening.